Epilogue. An Answer. Rand stared out of the window at the steady rain falling out of a gray sky. Another storm done out of the spine of the world. The Dragon Wall. He thought spring must be coming. Spring always came, eventually. Earlier here in Tyr than back home, it should be, though there seemed little sign of it. Lightning forked silver-blue across the sky, and long moments passed before the peal of thunder. Distant lightning. The wounds in his side ached. Light the herons branded into his palms ached after all this time. "Sometimes pain is all that lets you know you're alive," Luce Theron whispered, but Rand ignored the voice in his head. The door creaked open behind him, and he looked over his shoulder at the man who came into the sitting room. Bashir was wearing a short gray silk coat, a rich shimmering coat, and he had the baton of the Marshal General of Saldaea, an ivory rod tipped with a golden wolf's head, tucked behind his belt next to his scabbarded sword. His turned-down boots had been waxed till they shone. Rand tried not to let his relief show. They had been gone long enough. "Well," he said. "The Seanchan are amenable," Bashir replied. "Crazy as loons, but amenable. They require a meeting with you in person, though. The Marshal General of Saldaea isn't the Dragon Reborn."
"With this Lady Seroth?"
Bashir shook his head.
"Apparently a member of their royal family has arrived. Seroth wants you to meet someone called the Daughter of the Nine Moons."
Thunder rolled again for distant lightning. We rode on the winds of the rising storm. We ran to the sounds of the thunder. We danced among the lightning bolts and tore the world asunder. Anonymous fragment of a poem believed written near the end of the previous age, known by some as the Third Age, sometimes attributed to the Dragon Reborn. The End of the Tenth Book of the Wheel of Time.